You shall pay, Black Prince. I shall place a curse of suffering on you that will doom you to a living hell. Hunger, wild, gnawing animal.
Come on, Bob. What the hell are you wearing? Looking like Big Bird's side bitch.
Burned the hell out of my mouth, my coffee. Oh, damn it. That's not good after having spicy chili. Welcome, everybody, to Flick Magnet, the podcast. I'm your host, Jay.
I'm Bob.
And we're back for episode 30-something.
Yeah, that's about right.
Or season 2, episode 9. What's going on, buddy boy?
Nothing much, man. So, were you affected by the nationwide outage this morning?
Outage of what, smart people?
Yeah, no, apparently a solar flare caused cell phones to go out on all the national carriers this morning.
I don't know.
Mine was on SOS mode from like 3:30 this morning all the way until, I don't know, 10:30. My phone started working mysteriously again.
If we're being honest, it might have been. I didn't notice. I went to the gym. I used my phone for music. I don't know.
I went to go look at it because I pay my credit card by phone. And I went, why won't it dial out? But I have service. It was all running off Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And I went, oh shit, it's on SOS mode. And that's what I read online, that there was a solar flare that knocked out all communications.
Yeah, I heard on the radio when I dropped my truck off this morning, Spady was talking about his phone. And the only people that were calling in were people with landlines. Hello.
So lucky for me, I still have one.
I have one too.
You know, debt collectors and shit.
Yes, I have one for the business.
Yeah.
It's been I've had a business for over 20 years, so it's been the same number. I'm not getting rid of it.
Damn right.
Yeah, that would be stupid. Stupid.
Speaking of stupid, let's talk about this week's movie.
The spoilers. Let's hit the trailer.
You shall pay. Black Prince, I curse you with my name. You shall be Blackula.
Blackula, the Black Avenger, rising from his tomb to fill the night with horror. Blackula. Dracula's soul brother. Deadlier even than he.
You know, he is a strange dude.
You're the nut that ran in front of my cab. You're the only imbecile on this street. Boy.
Blackula.
Look at man, you find on me. He's got to be around here somewhere. I mean, now listen, you take your hands off of me. I don't know you.
He thirsts for your blood. He hungers for your soul. Warm young bodies will feed his hunger. Hot, fresh blood will quench his awful thirst.
Thank you. I'm Bloody Mary. Are you, into the occult? How about the heavy stuff?
What do you think of vampires?
Vampires? I think they're possibly the most fascinating of all.
More horrifying than Dracula. The Black Avenger. Blackula. From American International Pictures.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! He's Black. So when he's Dracula's soul brother, does he got like a secret handshake?
Yeah,
you know, they're hanging out. Yo, this is my soul brother.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, we're doing this movie in honor of Black History Month. We both never saw this movie going into it, so I thought we're doing something cool. You know, like this is I've seen this movie forever, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, so this is Blackula from 1972, directed by William Crane, with writing credits to Joan Torres and Raymond Keoning, starring the King of Cartoons, William Marshall, Banana McGee, Denise Nichols, she was on Heat of the Night.
D. Nice.
Yes. Thalamus Rasulula.
Sure.
Gordon Pinsett. And Dracula was starred by Charles McElhaney. That's what I'm going to say it is, because it's not worth saying his name correctly.
And you mentioned that they borrowed a bunch of these actors from some old Star Trek episodes.
Yeah, William Marshall was on an episode of old Star Trek, and he was on new Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Nice.
And like I said before, Denise Nichols, she was on In the Heat of the Night.
Who was she in this?
She was Michelle.
Okay.
I think she was Dr. Gordon Thomas's wife, girlfriend?
Yeah, that's his wife, I believe.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's... who else was on the In Heat of the Night?
I don't know. I don't know. Frick.
Was it Carl Weathers in Heat of the Night?
Was it Arsenio Hall?
You know what? I think it was
Arsenio We'll get to
Hall.
The bottom of this. But while you do that, I mean, you think we might have spoiled this. Not so fast. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. Because we're going to get into it.
Oh, you know who was in Heat of the Night? Archie Bunker. Carol O'Connor.
Not black.
What
the fuck is wrong with us?
He was in Heat of the Night.
Okay. Alrighty then. We have no history with this, right?
Either no history. This is the first time I've
Same
seen
here.
This.
And we have it on in the background. The soundtrack is interesting. We'll let you hear some of it as we go along. Let's get into it. So we start off with a shot of a castle during a thunder and lightning storm as the title card reads, Transylvania, 17 AD, Castle Dracula, as the Count is meeting with Prince Mamuwalde and his wife Luna to talk about the slavery problem going on in the world. The Count says to the Prince that he's not used to entertaining guests from the, quote, dark continent.
I laughed as soon as I heard that.
This fucking guy.
I'm like,
sucks.
What is this like? The British explorers during the 1700s. We're going to explore the dark continent.
Yes. It's 1780.
Yeah. So they're bringing people back. Look at these people from the dark continent.
Well, he's Dracula, so he's an asshole anyway.
Yeah. He's a douche. He's a douche.
He doesn't get permission to bite your neck, right? Or your arm, as it is in this movie.
He's the first Me Too victim, Dracula.
Yeah. Luva hands the Count a document, and it says, to end all slave trade. The Count says that he finds this unrealistic. He says that slavery has merit. The Prince is taken back by this and says that you find merit in barbarity? The white fuckhead Count says that barbarity comes from the standpoint of the slave, perhaps.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Fuck this guy.
I mean, if you didn't think Dracula was a piece of shit before, now you...
Now he's racist!
So this version of Dracula is racist Dracula.
Oh my god. He goes on to say that he would willingly pay to add Mamuwalde's delicious wife to his household. Mamuwalde asks the Count, he's like, hey, buddy, you ill? You sick in the head? Count says that he meant no disrespect. Okay. It was a compliment for a man of his station to look with desire for someone of his color.
Jesus Christ.
A man of his station is what I have.
So he's got the jungle fever.
Yeah.
He's got jungle fever.
The Prince says that he's behaving like some kind of animal. The Count stands up and they say this to each other. Ready?
Really?
Really?
Really, really.
Really?
Really?
Really? I'm being
really?
An animal?
Really?
Really? You really are.
Really?
They go to leave, but the count's men try to stop them. As a fight ensues, and the prince holds his own, but eventually falls to the numbers as the count's minions overtake them. It was some fight scene, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was awful. It was the weakest slaps and punches, and then, axe handles.
And the prince should have manhandled all of them. He is a big dude.
He's a big dude. You could tell he's built. He should have just destroyed all those weak little minions.
Yeah, should. The Count then bites the prince and says a little speech.
You shall pay, Black Prince. I shall place a curse of suffering on you that will doom you to a living hell.
Why has it got
to
be Black
Hunger,
Prince?
A wild, gnawing, animal hunger will grow in you. A hunger for human blood. Here you will starve for an eternity, torn by an unquenchable lust. I curse you with my name. John. You shall be Blackula, vampire. Myself, a living fiend, you will be doomed never to know that sweet blood which will become your only desire. Blackula!
Blackula!
Jesus Christ.
The Count then slams the lid on his coffin and padlocks it and tells Luna that basically, she's going to die up there and listen to her man's painful moans. Is her name Luna or Luva?
I think it's Luva.
All right. So screw me for my typing. The Count then seals in the room as the concrete walls close.
Now we get some 70s funk.
Oh, some nice credit.
You jive turkeys.
Lay them down and smack them, yak them. Cold got to be. So we're now in present day Transylvania, where a couple of flamboyant dudes are buying Dracula's castle.
Flamboyant's a nice way of saying that.
I'm being nice.
I love how they go present day.
Yeah.
I love being told stuff like that.
Yeah, like in Friday the 13th, just like today, present day, present. Back in 1980.
Present day, 1972.
Oh, Lord. We were both not born yet. The realtor says that this was Dracula's place, but Dracula was killed by Van Helsing over 150 years ago. So just throw that little bit of context in there.
Yeah, so by the way, Dracula's dead. You're good. You're good.
I don't think Dracula would bite them anyway. He might be afraid of catching something.
Oh, it's not the 80s yet.
That's true.
We're not worried about it.
So Dracula's not homophobic yet? He's just... serial killer and a racist.
He's a serial killer and a racist, not a homophobe.
Nice, not yet. The realtor also tells him that they found many secret rooms, and he takes them to the one that has the prince, his coffin. The couple is stoked, and they ship the casket back to the States.
Because that's what you do. Hey, we found a random casket. Let's just take it.
They're acting like it's a fucking table.
They're grave robbing. Right.
That is a sealed casket with a padlock on it.
It's not okay when they opened up King Tut's tomb and ripped out his body to steal all his stuff. It's not okay to steal a Black Dracula.
It's not okay to open somebody else's safe live on TV and to look like a complete asshole when there's nothing in it.
You don't have a Geraldo Rivera.
Yes, sir.
I'm surprised I know what that is.
I remember that when it was happening.
I heard that was a really big deal. And
it was.
And he never recovered from that. They made fun of him forever.
No, it turned into a Republican.
Jesus Christ.
That's how bad it got
humiliated so hard he got turned into a different political party.
Yeah. It's now we're at the warehouse, and the couple, Billy and Bobby, are going through their things as Billy cuts himself trying to open a crate. What an idiot. Bobby starts wrapping his wound when in the background, the coffin opens and Blackula rises up and feeds on Billy's wounded arm.
Blackula!
So funny. We should keep that forever.
Okay. Bobby or the Black Richard Simmons, Bob, if you will?
He does look like the Black Richard Simmons.
He looks like he's legit related to him. Right? Yeah. He tries to fight him off, but fails as Blackula feeds on his neck. Blackula then puts on the cape, and starts laughing his ass off. Come to Jamaica! We got the ganja, we got the weed, we smoke it all night, it's what you need.
We have a bobsled team with no snow.
We take no shit from anybody. All right, now we're at the funeral of Bobby as we see him in the open casket as Blackula looks on from behind a curtain.
Yeah, so he kills the guy, and then he stalks the his body.
I feel bad. I'm gonna pay my respects.
He's expecting him to turn so he can you know, as all vampires do, so he can get him into his little home so he can turn his minions on him. But yeah, it's what it's like. I'm sorry I killed you. Let me pay my respects.
And where is this place? It is the weirdest looking funeral home I've ever seen. It looks like a warehouse.
It probably is.
With a curtain up.
This is supposed to take in L.A., so it probably is a warehouse.
True.
Well, this whole movie was shot in one building, if it looks like.
Yeah.
They just keep...
Probably in one take, yeah. If we're being honest. Bobby's family comes in, and when Tina removes her hood, Blackula thinks it's his wife, Luva. I've corrected my spelling. Good. Go me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Luva.
Oh, she's still there.
But how could that be? Because...
It's been hundreds of years since I've had relations.
Basically, they took Dracula and made him black. And it's a whole thing.
Is that what they did, Bob?
That's all they did. If anyone's guessing, they just took Blackula, Dracula and made him black.
Changed a couple letters in the name?
And just changed the people. And now it's just a story of Dracula. But he's black. He's Blackula.
This begins his fascination.
Blackula!
His fascination with her. However, Dr. Thomas is there, and he starts to examine the bite wound and asks the funeral director how big the wound is, like before he started to repair it. He says, it seems as though the body has been drained of all blood.
Huh. Interesting.
Yes. Which is weird, being that they haven't embalmed him yet.
Was it at, like, his mother's request? We haven't embalmed him yet?
Something like that.
So you got him all dressed, you stuck him in a casket, and you didn't embalm him yet?
Yeah. Maybe he's Jewish.
You just don't know your job?
Maybe. Or he's bad at it.
Jewish, black, Richard Simmons?
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Okay, you got me there.
Doc asks about his associate. He says that he was white. We don't get many whites in here. Doc thanks him and leaves the funeral home abruptly. And the funeral director, he says this.
That is the rudest I've ever seen in my life.
Not a lot of honkies around here.
No. And that was not a hard R, it was a hard A, even though I bleeped it out.
Yes, it's a not an R. Use your imagination.
Now Tina is walking home, and she starts freaking out as she thinks someone is following her. She starts running and runs straight into...
Blackula!
He thinks it's Luva. He's like, it's me, honey. Look, I'm back. But Tina nopes out of there and takes off.
More 70s funk.
All day long, baby. I don't mind it. So Blackula runs after her. Tina drops her purse and in the process, but doesn't give a shit and keeps on running. She's like, get me the fuck out of here.
Dude, this guy's crazy. I gotta go.
He's wearing a cape.
Yes.
Hello?
In the middle. I mean, it is the 70s LA. It's true. But still a cape.
It's true. Then we see that Blackula has picked up the purse as he emerges at the top of the subway entrance stairs. He continues after her, but loses her when he gets hit by a taxi cab. The driver gets out to see if he's okay. That was nice.
He puts a dent to that taxi cab.
He did. He went fucking flying. Got hit hard. So the driver gets out to see if he's okay, and Blackula calls her an imbecile for making him lose her. She's like, who the hell are you calling an imbecile? You're the nut that ran in front of my cab.
Yeah,
You're the only imbecile on this street. Boy.
Damn.
Blackula ain't having any of that shit.
No, he's not.
Bites her neck, killing her. Even though she's like, no, man, don't bite me. I'm sorry. Nope,
you dead.
Dead. So that was nice. Good kill. You don't say boy. A hard boy is not good.
Not to Blackula.
No. Tina, by the way, makes it home safely, but answers the door with a knife when Michelle comes home. Bob's eating a burger, so he can't comment right now.
Yeah, she had, like, a very large butcher's knife.
Yeah, it was a Michael Myers knife.
It was very large.
Yes.
And then when the door opens, she goes, it's me, Tina, it's me, it's okay. And then she's like, oh, it's okay, I'll let you in.
It's a very 70s looking apartment, too, by the way.
Well, look, if you look in the background, it's all greens and creams and
yellows. And,
yeah. And it's the haircuts.
Michelle is pretty hot, though. God
damn yeah.
It is. She is beautiful.
It screams the 70s.
Yes, which is fine. Cut to the next day. Dr. Thomas is at the police station / morgue. He asks Sam, the tech, to bring out the cab driver. He examines her and realizes that she had the same symptoms as Bobby Simmons.
Yeah.
Now the doc is with Lieutenant Jack Peters, and he's telling him that his men lost the reports for Bobby and Billy.
How come there's only one black cop? All the cops are white in this movie.
The doctor's black.
Yeah, well, he's the only one.
I was going to say it's a small town, but it's L.A.
It's Los Angeles. I guess they're still discriminatory when it comes to their police force there.
God, they'll never change. The lieutenant double checks on those reports, but they were indeed missing. Doc says, strange how so many sloppy police jobs involve black victims. The lieutenant asks him if he thinks the killings are the Black Panthers doing their thing. He's like,
No, the Black Panthers don't normally kill other black folk.
Doc says, come on, Jack. Two faggot interiors, decorators, and a lady cab driver.
Yeah, the faggot.
Panthers?
Oh, my God.
That's a direct quote. Don't come at me. Come on. Doc says to bring those reports to the club tonight. It's Michelle's birthday. There he is
again. The music for the 70s was awesome.
So good. Nice. So now we're at the club, and Blackula, or Mommy Waldy, whichever you prefer, as he's introducing himself to Tina, Doc, and Michelle. He returns Tina's purse to her and orders a bottle of French champagne.
Yes, which is very funny because it has a plastic cork, and no French champagnes ever have a plastic cork.
I guess it's expensive, right, if it's French?
I think that's what they're insinuating. French is expensive.
Only champagne I'm experienced with is one, a little bit of the bubbly, the Chris Jericho one, and Brut. My mom used to drink that.
It's technically sparkling wine, because if it's made outside of the French region of champagne, it can't be called champagne.
They call it champagne.
Yeah. Wait till they get sued.
Yeah. He explains to Tina that she looks just like his late wife, and that's why he pursued her.
Sorry, I got confused. I thought you were my dead wife.
Yeah, from almost 300 years ago.
Sorry, it happens.
200 years.
Oops.
18... Over 200 years ago. My math sucks.
Over 200 works.
Then Doc gets a call at the bar, and he's told that when his men went to get the body for the autopsy, it was gone.
That's not good.
No. How do you lose a body? Back at the table, another friend shows up, Skillet, and he goes to pour himself some champagne. When he notices it's French, he says, we gonna be gone.
Champagne.
Then a chick comes over and starts snapping some pictures. Blackula doesn't care for this and goes to leave. Tina stops as she doesn't want him to go. Now she's all like, she likes him. So Blackula asks her to meet him here tomorrow as he kisses her on her hand. That lady comes back and snaps a pic and says that she thinks romance is in the air. A pic of them, of Tina and Mamawade.
Mamawade.
That's a cool name.
It is a great name.
I am Prince Mamawade.
Now I am Blackula.
Prince Blackula. Go from Mamawade, a sexy-ass name like that, to Blackula. Given to you by some racist white... piece of shit.
The racist Black Avenger.
The Black Avenger. What the fuck? Who's he avenging? He's not avenging anybody. Anyway. She then heads off to her place, which seems to be just behind the club, to develop those pictures that she just took.
Wow, they really have it all in that club. You got a picture development, French champagne. You got everything.
It is. It's the place to be. She develops them and then notices the pic when Blackula is kissing Tina's hand. He's not in it. He's not there. She's like, hey, where's that big dude with the cape? She opens the curtain to leave, and this person shows up. His name is...
Blackula!
This is my problem with this scene. Not just you know, not just the entire movie, but just the
speak, brother.
So he's been in that coffin for well over 200 years. How does he know he's not going to develop on a picture? Why is he freaking out he had his picture
taken?
They
didn't have cameras back then.
They had no cameras then.
That's a good... I'm glad you brought that up.
And he never was in front of a mirror either. So, you know, so how... how does he know his reflection's not going to be there at all?
It's possible. They had mirrors back then.
But if you notice, he was immediately killed and then thrown in a coffin and thrown in some guy's back alley, you know, inside his castle. So he never experienced a mirror.
No.
And he's never seen
cameras
before. So why is he all upset? Because later, I'll just spoil a little bit. Yeah. He kills his chick.
Yes. He bites her on the neck and kills her.
And then he takes the picture and crumples it up. Why is he upset about the picture? He doesn't even look at the picture. He just crumples the picture up.
And he's not even in it.
No. But how does he know? He shouldn't know that he was not in the picture.
I don't know.
Because he's been, locked up in his coffin for hundreds of years.
He shouldn't know what a car is. When he got hit by the cab, he should be like, what is this? This horseless carriage.
Yeah, he acts way too calm after getting almost knocked the fuck out by a goddamn taxi cab.
Yeah, I get it. You're a prince and you're a badass, you know, hunky big guy. But you don't know shit, buddy.
I get it that, you know, you're Blackulous. You're not worried about things, but... You seem to be worried about a camera and a photo that you don't even know should exist.
He should have just turned to the camera and just said this.
Blackula!
And left. Blackula out!
He's got to hide all the evidence that he shouldn't know about.
Then she comes stumbling out of the house. That's the woman he just killed. And just as a cop pulls up, he helps her up and starts to carry her towards the door.
And she's like, help me, help me.
Yeah, just then, she pops up. Now a vampire, and bites the copper in the neck for his trouble.
That was a little jarring. Yeah, it was a nice jump scare there. But she turned awfully quick.
Very quick.
Yeah.
There's one scene in this movie that actually scared the shit out of me. It gave me goosebumps. I was like, oh, hell no. We'll get to it. Back at the lieutenant's office, Doc says that he still didn't get those reports. God damn it.
Where's my reports?
Lieutenant says that he sent Barnes with them last night to the club. So I guess that cop that got attacked was Barnes. So he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Sorry. Doc asks about the missing body. Bobby's body. The lieutenant says there's nothing and adds, quote, who the hell would want a dead faggot?
Damn.
Fucking 70s, right?
They're just right out there and saying it.
Just like, yeah, he's a fag. Who wants a dead one?
Who wants a dead fag?
A bundle of sticks.
Cigarette in England.
Doc then asks for permission to dig up Billy's body for an autopsy, but the lieutenant denies him at first, but does eventually try, but it gets shot down. All right. So he convinces Michelle to help him dig up Billy's body by giving her some of that sweet, sweet brown sugar. She's like, at first, she's like, no. I'm not digging up a body. He's like, oh, come on, baby. Yeah. And then Barry Manilow starts playing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Cut to Mama Waldy at Tina's as he tries to convince her to come with him.
More nice.
Yeah. Let's go dig up a body, baby.
Bring it down low. Low. Like in the like the body in the ground with the casket. Low. Low.
Bob, can you say a couple words? I need to write down a time.
I need to write down a time. So, we're going out to the graveyard. You know, I'm pretty sure people would see people walking around with, like, you know, shovels of shit at the graveyard. Even 70s LA people would kind of notice what the hell you're doing.
I would hope so. I'm not just willy-nilly digging up dead bodies. It's not a good habit to start. He says that he would never force her. It has to be for love, her choice, or not at all. He tells her that she is his wife and explains what he was doing when he got turned. He says that he and his wife were on a mission to stop the slave trade. That's when he himself became enslaved and his wife murdered. He says that he was cursed by...
Was she really murdered or just left to die? There's a big difference there.
She just starved to death.
She just starved to death with her black flesh rotting from her bones.
Yeah.
They said that.
That's what they said.
They said that black flesh rotting from your bones.
I don't know why they just, I don't, okay.
Well, they had to really, really, really twist it and say, this is Blackula. It's black themed. Make sure you know.
Yeah. He says that he has lived again only to lose her again. He goes to leave, but Tina asks him to stay as they kiss and embrace.
So she's just cool with this.
Yeah.
Like, at least in the
original. Oh, you're a vampire. Okay.
At least in the original Dracula, I think he hypnotizes the woman a little
Look
bit.
Look into my eyes.
But, like, what? She's just like, oh, so I remind you of your dead wife. You tried to stop the slave trade back 300 years ago. Oh, and you're a vampire. Yeah, that's cool.
And then she's like, what are you saying? All black women look alike?
Damn. But it's like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I like it.
Yeah. Anyway. Cut to Doc digging up Billy's grave, and when he opens it, Billy attacks him as he is now a vampire. Michelle screams her head off as Doc drives a stake through Billy's heart, killing him.
Well, not only he drives the stake in, but he's still moving around. Because we'll talk about this later in the movie for a similar situation. And he just slams
he
it
uses
with a
the
shovel
to like as a hammer
to like deliver it in. Yeah. And this guy's writhing around.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's not like, you know, in all the other movies, it's just like, poof, I'm now dust.
Yeah, this is more classic vampire.
Yeah. Like,
classic vampire. They don't just disappear.
They die.
They
for
die.
For real.
And they just, they're dead. Their bodies are there.
I like it. I like it. Doc explains to a freaked out Michelle that he wasn't alive. He was already dead. He was a vampire, and we just put him out of his misery.
Yeah, because she's screaming, you're killing him, stop, you're killing him. Well, he's already dead. He's dead, bitch.
That's your response to someone that was in a casket, that was dug up,
and then
he comes to life?
And, you know, in this movie, they have very comically, like, overshown fangs.
Oh, yeah. It's like they just, all right, put this up in your mouth and don't move.
So you are looking at this guy who rises from his casket and has big-ass fangs.
Yes, tusks. Yeah. That's how big they are.
And your response is, no, you're killing him. Please stop.
Yeah, come on, lady.
Come on.
So Doc drives to a payphone and calls the morgue.
Payphone. Yeah.
And tells Sam, get the cab driver out of the deep freeze and put her in the room. He says, oh, and lock the door.
Yes, please lock the door. I'm letting you know to lock the door.
Lock it, Sam. I mean it. So Sam takes out the body to defrost, and he gets distracted by the phone ringing and does not lock the door.
No.
Doc then drops Michelle off at the lieutenant's and picks him up, and they head back. Then we see Sam on the phone, and Juanita Jones is all thawed out. And she gets up, comes running out of the door, which is unlocked, runs in slow motion down the hall, and kills Sam.
This is a very frightening scene.
This is the scene I was talking about.
It's and her eyes, they got the wild yellow
eyes.
Oh,
the slow motion, I was like, oh hell no.
It was probably the best shot in the entire movie.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's rather impressive.
It was well done. It was the way they did it. Her running, but in slow motion, in her face, dude.
The wild expression of just,
wow,
I'm going to kill you.
She looks crazy.
It's great. It's really good.
That scene, top notch. I liked it a lot. Yeah. We cut back to Mama Waldy and Tina as they just finished making little baby bats.
Yeah, they just made sweet, sweet undead love.
He tells her that, is that necromancy? If he's dead?
Necromancy, necrophilia.
Necromancy. Oh, that's like magic.
That's when you rise, get people to rise from the dead.
Well, maybe something did rise from the dead, Bob.
Oh, she committed necromancy to get some necrophilia.
Yes.
That's a trailer. That's a trailer for YouTube.
Oh, you mean a headliner?
It's a headliner right there.
Yeah. Time 34:23.
Yeah, you're going to edit that anyway, so.
I'm not editing shit.
You're not going to edit shit. Yeah. Everyone,
just the one gap of non-talking that I'm taking out.
Yeah, everyone wants to talk about necrophilia.
Hell yeah, baby. He tells her that he must go, and there's still time for her to decide if she's going to go with him and turn. Oh, honey, you still have time to decide if and when I'm going to kill you.
And make you become a vampire.
Yes, and all you're going to eat is disgusting blood from some other...
So the rest of these people, he's like, nah, fuck, I'm going to kill him. But she's like, yeah, you look like my dead wife, so I'm going to give you the option to become a vampire or not.
And we will practice necromancy often.
I just got an erection.
Yeah.
Really?
What? You're going to turn me into a vampire?
Really?
God.
A creature of the night? Really?
Really?
Okay. Doc and the lieutenant get to the morgue, and they see blood everywhere. As they call out for Sam and get no response, the lieutenant pulls the sheet back on a body, and it's the cab driver, Juanita Jones, as she jumps up towards the lieutenant. But Doc fights her off with a giant crucifix.
Giant, comically large cross. It's comically large.
She jumps up, she's like, boy! Nah, she doesn't say that.
This was also a nice frightening scene, because she still looks like an absolute
and
maniac.
And she dies with style.
But this shouldn't kill her.
No.
It shouldn't kill her.
But what kills her, spoilers, is the sunlight. It's now daytime, Bob.
But you can't really tell, because you can't tell that there's sun coming through the window. You still think it's...
I didn't know until he said it.
Yeah. The guy has to literally say, it was the sunlight. Yeah. Even though when you look, there's no light coming through those windows.
That's right. Doc opens the shade to let sunlight in as she dies. That was quite a death scene.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. He says that he wanted the lieutenant to see for himself. Doc tells the lieutenant...
So you put this guy in danger yes.
I wanted your life to almost die, so you wouldn't believe me.
I put your life in danger so you believe that there's vampires. It's just... Oh, God. He's terrible.
Yeah. The lieutenant, to put out... he asked him to put out an APB on Bobby and Sam. Great. An APB on two dead guys. That should go over well. What could go wrong?
Yeah, seriously.
So cut to the club as Blackula meets up with Tina, and Doc invites him to sit down with them. Blackula responds with, thank you very much. That's very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Okay. Well, you got manners all of a sudden?
Yeah, you don't mind like killing people, but you got manners now?
Yeah. Doc asks if he believes vampires exist. He says, does the devil exist?
Oh, yeah. He's like, are you into the occult?
Yeah. Into like the hard shit, man. Hard stuff. He says, people have believed in them for thousands of years. Doc then says that the authorities are going to be going for a search to find the vampire's resting place. Mama Waldy says that maybe the modern vampire doesn't need a coffin. Ever think of that?
This is funny because this is a police officer. It's like, yeah, we're going to mobilize the LAPD to hunt down vampires because everyone's just cool with that.
Can't we all just get along? They're very elusive, you know, those vampires. Very elusive. He then excuses himself, and he and Tina head off. Now Doc is at Nancy's, the girl who was taken in developing the pictures, because she's been MIA since the other night.
You know what's really funny about that whole scene?
Yeah.
They're ordering drinks. You know what he orders?
A Bloody Mary. Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, that was, that some writer was like, this is so clever. Let me write down a Bloody Mary.
You get it? Because he's Dracula or
Blackula.
And he drinks blood?
So he's been dead for all these years and he knows what a Bloody Mary is?
Oh, good God, I love this. What's that called? Continuity?
Yeah, it's continuity issues. A lot of them.
Yes. Doc sees the picture of Tina and Blackula, the one where he's not in it, and then realizes that what Mamu Waldy actually is. He then runs off to save Tina. Then back at Tina's, Blackula asks her to come with him tonight, just as Doc comes smashing in and goes at Blackula.
Dynamite.
But gets bitch slapped for his trouble.
Oh, yeah. He just like hauls off and slaps the shit out of him. Five fingers, say to the face.
Slap. I think we're linked up to the movie.
Yes. Yeah, we are. We're linked up.
Let's check it. There, Doc shows up.
He's like,
with Michelle.
Get out of my way.
Tina.
Blackula and Tina are embracing.
Come with me tonight.
Yeah, this movie's old enough. We're not going to get in trouble.
For what? Oh, no. Nobody even knows what this is. Oh, now they're kissing.
Stop!
No, Mama Wally, please don't hurt him! No!
Boom! No. Bitch slap!
Gordon, are you
Blackula,
right?
Away!
He yes.
takes off.
Off, Black Avenger!
This is cape is floating by.
He is an Avenger. He's got a cape and everything. Oh, God, I love this. Anyway. So he, Blackula strikes, so... Wait, what? Bitch that. Anyway. Edit. 40-31. So Doc gives chase, as do the cops. One cop goes down an alley when out from the shadows comes Blackula, laughing as he breaks the cop's neck, I guess? I don't know, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, he breaks his neck.
Yeah.
After the cop, like, shoots him, and he's laughing. As he's getting shot.
He literally just puts his hands around his neck and shakes him.
Yeah, shaking baby syndrome.
Yeah. Yes. Cop died of SIDS.
Sudden infant cop death syndrome.
Sick.
Oh, man. This movie keeps getting
This is fun. I love this. Cut to a patrol car searching the streets as they spot Bobby. One cop says, quote, "Hey, look. Look at that fag. Is that the one we're looking for? I don't know. They all look alike," end quote. They phone the lieutenant and he tells them to hang back until he gets there. The patrol car loses them, and they ask the dispatcher to list all businesses in the area where they lost them. They land on the warehouse, and Doc's like, "That's where it all began."
Yeah, how do you know this? you're just guessing?
I guess that's where they found the body.
Bobby's body?
Bobby's body.
Bobby's body. Bobby body.
Bobby the body? Bobby the body? Heenan? What? And they head over. They get there and are met by Bobby and all the minions.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, and they look cheesy as hell. They start shooting them, but bullets don't kill vamps, so it doesn't work. Doc and the lieutenant get backed into a corner, but fortunately for them, a box of kerosene lamps filled with kerosene are right there.
Yeah, how fortuitous.
One is already lit. How convenient.
So wait a second. The two dead gay guys at the beginning were playing with these kerosene lanterns. So they just let it lit for this whole entire time?
I'll leave a light on for you.
These hurricane lamps, they just let them... like Motel 6?
Yeah, Motel 6. We'll leave a kerosene lamp on for you.
Yeah. And hopefully we... This place should have burned down like a week ago.
Yes. So bad.
I don't know the timeline because there's no timeline. I can assume this only takes place
You can get away with that in a castle. It's all stone.
I can only assume this takes place over like 2 weeks. It's got to be like 2 weeks, right? Because they said, you know, with vampires... you bite one, and then the other one turns. They multiply genomically. So,
well, not the one girl. She turned right away.
Yeah. So, what was this like? So, what? 5 days? 5 days? And Blackula's like taking over the city.
Let's go with that.
Okay, 5 days.
Nice. So they start Molotov cocktailing Bobby and the others as they catch on fire and die. Fire does kill vampires.
Yes, it does.
Then one of the cops gets turned and goes at the lieutenant.
The cop turned real quick.
Very quick. Minutes. Seconds, maybe. And the lieutenant, he has to kill him, but he can't. He can't do it. So Doc grabs the lamp and...
He doesn't just grab the lamp.
Lights him up.
He does it goddamn dramatically. He's like, "Oh, get out of my way!" like he's grabbing a football for a carriage and it just throws it at him.
Nice.
So dramatically.
Yeah. They get away after Doc stakes one in the chest. I know I just said that. No, he dives on top of him and very weirdly stakes this guy in the chest.
Yeah, this guy he's going like full Rambo. He's like throwing kerosene lanterns. He's stabbing guys. He's tackling them. He's like crazy.
So they then get met by...
Blackula.
Who says...
"Good evening, gentlemen."
Oh, one, two, three. Yeah. How many are you? Two?
He's the counting count.
He says he's here to move his coffin. Thanks for the idea, by the way, he says. He also says that he could dispense with them right now, but he has a rather urgent appointment elsewhere and turns into a fucking bat and flies off. Just like that. A bat.
Yeah, and a cheesy looking bat at that.
Yeah, it was like a transition. Bat.
It's hilarious.
Cut back to Doc's as they try to convince Tina that she needs to help them stop Mama Wally. At first, she's like, I can't. I love him. Then they yell at her that he said, he's killed people, and we could be next. Snap out of it. This isn't some nut at a Halloween party. He's the real deal. She agrees to help them. So the cops try to secure the streets by clearing them. Everybody get inside. That never works.
That never works.
Then Tina hears a dog whistle and asks where she wants her to go. I guess that's supposed to be Blackula communicating telepathically.
Yes, he's using dog whistles as telekinesis.
Yeah.
He's calling her.
Here, boy.
Come here, Tina. Come here. Yeah, Tina.
Here, girl.
Tina. Let's go.
Come on, girl. That's a good girl.
Want to go for a walk? You want to go for a walk?
Who's the booby dooby?
A ride in the car? You want to go ride in the car? I just figured out what they are.
Who's been a good girl? Who wants a bone? We then get another shot of Blackula turning into a bat as someone yells, bat! A giant bat!
So bad.
They go to get Tina, but she's left. So they tell her so she can lead them. They tail her so she can lead them to Blackula. She leads them to an underground chemical plant as they head off. Tina meets up with Blackula as they try to evade all the cops that are swarming it. Blackula kills one by just grabbing his neck. He does this right in front of Tina, by the way.
And she's totally cool with it.
She's cool with murder. Nice. Good job, Tina. Next, Tina gets shot in the back by one of the cops.
If you notice, the cop closes one eye.
I have that in my notes. I was like, talk about the cop squinting.
He squints.
And I'll get you.
Like he's some sort of Old West gunslinger. I got my shooting eye ready.
Yeah.
So dumb.
I'll get you, Black Bart.
I'll get you, Blackula.
Now you get yours. Blackula kills him and says, now there is no other way. You will be with me always. And he turns Tina.
Stick around.
Then Blackula shouts out to the doc as he says that he's going to kill everyone that's down there. This will be your tomb. Your tomb!
That's actually pretty badass.
Yeah, that is cool. So he kills one by throwing them into an electrical panel.
Yeah, it lights on fire. That's pretty good.
That was something. He kills the other one by... Well, one cop gets tossed down a floor. He then tosses another down the stair into three other. And then, like Donkey Kong, he starts acting like Donkey Kong and picks up barrels and throws them down at the cops that are on the floor beneath them.
Freaking hilarious.
Now, this is 1972. Donkey Kong wasn't invented until 1981.
So you're saying Donkey Kong stole this from Blackula?
Maybe. I mean, he's a big guy. He's up top and he's throwing barrels down at the guys trying to get up.
They're both from the Dark Continent.
Maybe. Maybe this started my favorite video game of all time.
Donkey Kong is racist. Confirmed.
There you go. So is Dracula. They then find his coffin. They open it up and Tina's resting. So they stake her as she screams bloody murder.
That's my sister. Didn't she already see one get like, or was that Tina last time that was with the That was Michelle both times, right? With the
graves? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So she's still not surprised that it's a giant, that it's a vampire now?
I think she's freaking out because it's Tina. It's her best friend.
Yeah, but she was freaked out about screaming like that for Bobby.
Wait, are they sisters?
Yes.
They're sisters. Sisters.
So, unlike the last time, he didn't need a shovel to hit the freaking stake several times.
No.
A light stake through the heart worked this time.
All right, we're kind of caught up here. See, look, this is the Donkey Kong scene. Picks the barrel up. Boom.
He kills the cop with a barrel.
Another barrel.
Instant death.
You're supposed to jump those.
Or get the hammer.
Yeah, get the damn hammer. Isn't that... That's a weird sound it makes. So Blackula says goodbye to Tina and realizes that he has nothing else to live for. As he walks up the stairs and into the daylight, killing him, his flesh melts off his face.
Very slowly. Yes. This is a disturbing effect.
Yeah. As we get a shot of the skull filled with maggots as a credits roll.
And the skull looks like an ape skull.
Yes.
It's racist.
They had
shit.
To throw that in there.
It's racist as shit.
You fuckheads. That's the movie. Probably can do better than this fucking thing.
Let's see. There That's a better go. Way out.
That's 1972's Blackula. Let's get into some review.
No, no. Turn the review music off.
What?
Turn the review music off. Just keep playing that funky okay. sound, my friend.
You got it. Slick.
We're on to positive reviews.
Yeah, brother. Let's go.
Rotten Tomatoes gives it a critic score of 46% with an audience score of 43%. Nice. And IMDb gives this a surprising 5.7 out of 10. Let's start with those positive
You're
reviews.
Tipping your hand there, Robert.
Matt Brunson of Film Frenzy. The film possesses a lively sense of humor and is very much a product of his time. But those seeking PC content cinema had best steer clear.
Yes.
Yeah, because they only say faggots
yes.
a bunch of times.
Yep. Great and earnest addition to the vampire genre.
Okay.
This film is excellent in all aspects. The suspense and karma led right up to the end credits. The lead actor, William Marshall, is without peer. He is right there with the best vampire character actors, including Christopher Lee, and more recently, Chris Sarandon, Fright Night. The music is also top-notch. That's true.
The music's the best part of this
yes,
movie.
Yes, it is. The opening credits are of note, too, with the cool disco music and the dancing animated bat.
Yes, nice. Next one is, for me, is Ian Berman of SFX Magazine. William Marshall brings considerable nobility to the lead role. No mean feat when you've got patches of hair glued all over your face and you keep turning into a giant bat.
It does look like that.
Oh, I just noticed on the Tina death scene, after they killed her, she turned back into a regular
self. She turned normal.
Normal.
So, nobody else did.
Nobody else did. Everyone else remained a vampire.
Continuity. All right, my next positive. Great movie. A little funny, scary, romantic drama movie. I love it.
Romantic?
Reminds me of Vampire in Brooklyn. Keeps you engaged and interested. It's kind of like a love story. That's basically what it is.
Right, my last one for positive is Jake Uecker of F5, Wichita, Kansas. An unburied treasure for those who love bad films. It's a horror movie, thematically and politically and aesthetically, too.
Yeah. The pinnacle of cinema, Citizen Kane of movies.
No, shut up. Shut your mouth, Jive Turkey.
If you have to ask, you ain't gotta know. This is a must-own movie for any true cinema fan. He uses cinema, not movie.
Oh, he's fancy.
Yeah. Stellar acting with an amazing cast. And if by chance you disagree, then you are clearly AJT. A Jive Turkey.
Well, no one called anyone a JT here.
No. A Justin Timberlake.
All right.
Wait, hang on. The funk soul brother of the night will keep you coming back for more.
Jesus Christ.
Or to paraphrase the most popular man in history, quote, if you don't think this is the best movie ever made, then you ain't black.
Jesus Christ. That's the best review I've heard in a long time. It just kept getting better and better.
That was clever.
Negative reviews. Sean Axemaker of Stream on Demand. The potential for a clever urban black twist on a European vampire myth is lost in a thoroughly conventional tale.
Nice. This is flat out a total disaster. Warning, spoilers. I heard of this so-called Blackula.
He's not so-called.
That is the movie.
He is Blackula.
Stupid idiot.
God.
In an episode of Psych, a And so I decided to give it a look and see what made this an iconic character. I forgot they referenced that in Psych.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. The truth is nothing, because he sucked and so did the film. I don't know who thought this was a good idea. And who put a gun to the guy to give it the A-OK. But oh my lord, put a stake through my heart, because that would be more entertaining than this piece of junk. Dracula, such an iconic horror character, is subdued in a minor role in which he transforms this guy into a vampire only so that he can only lust for blood over anything. Like, seriously. Don't watch this, and if you do, I hope you burn like Blackula did at the end of the film.
Wow.
Fuck you guys.
Scott Tobias of The Dissolve. The place of an old-fashioned Dracula in a modern black neighborhood is a great idea, but amateurish production, leaves Marshall stranded in the film.
Nice. Is that your last one?
No, I got one more for this.
Good.
I'm done. Oh, Roger Greenspun of the New York Times. Anyone who goes into a vampire movie expecting sense is in serious trouble, and Blackula offers less sense than most.
It's not wrong.
It's trivia time.
I'll start us off.
Go ahead.
According to the American Film Institute's catalog entry for this picture, William Marshall's Mamuwalde was the first black vampire to appear in films.
Oh,
cool.
While working the film was in production stages, William Marshall worked with producers to make sure that his character had some dignity in it. His character's name was changed from Andrew Brown to Mamuwalde, and received a background story about being an African prince who had been turned into a vampire by Dracula in 1978.
That's better.
Imagine what this
movie would have been. Hey, I'm John Brown, or the hell you said his name was.
I'm Andrew Brown, and where was that story going to go?
Yeah, I was a farmer, and not good. My second one, the brief scenes of the ship at the docks and the red pickup with the coffin loaded on the back are from Count Yorga Vampire.
Jesus.
I don't know what that is.
The film was popular in the U.S., debuting at number 24 on Variety's list of top films. It eventually grossed over $1 million, making it one of the highest-grossing films in 1972.
Damn,
must have not have been a lot of good movies in 1972.
72, probably not. While the film was in its production stages, William Marshall worked with its producers to make sure that his character had some dignity. You said that one already.
I said that one, yeah.
All right, that's my last one.
I have two more. First featured film for Denise Nichols. She would go on to be best known for her work in television as Liz in Room 222 and Harriet in Heat of the Night. The cargo ship SS Alexandria, that's all, I'm not saying the last name because I will butcher it, seen in film, was built in 1975 in Hiroshima, Japan. It had several other names during its lifetime and was scrapped in 1979 in the Pakistan. Interesting.
What was that trivia you said about it grossing? How much?
It said it grossed over $1 million.
Okay, but you didn't give the budget.
I didn't give the budget.
Nice.
I don't know what the budget is for this movie.
I have it.
Okay, let's hear it.
You good?
Let's go.
Show me the money.
That's it, brother. But you got to yell that shit.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money,
Jerry. You better yell.
Show me the money.
There we go.
Nice. Do you want to take a guess, Bob?
At the budget?
At the budget for Blackula.
$25,000.
Ooh. $500,000.
For this movie? $500,000?
How is that possible? That can't be true.
You don't know most of the actors except, you know, the main actor. He's accomplished.
Yes.
This movie was shot in, it's got to be one friggin' warehouse the entire time.
And a couple of apartments. And it grossed around $2
million. Wow.
Yeah.
Right. It's a hit.
It's a hit. So rad.
Yeah. The revolution is televised. We'll be right back.
Jay, you go first.
Okay. This movie was super fun to do, this episode. It's kind of a fun movie. If you go into this movie, like, expecting nonsense and appreciate the overacting, it's not a good... It's kind of fun to make fun of. How about 3.5?
Wow, so worse than Valentine. Because Valentine, we both gave it a 4.
We gave Valentine a 4?
We gave Valentine a 4. That movie was garbage.
Oh, this is not worse than Valentine.
That's why I'm giving this movie a 4.5. It's not worse than Valentine. It's not an average movie. I had more fun making fun of the movie here than watching this piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one good scene with that lady coming down the hallway in the freaking slow-mo.
That's right. So I'm going to a 4.
So you're going to make it the same as Valentine?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm giving it a little bit better than Valentine, like what I just said, a 4.5. One good scene. I enjoyed making fun of it. William Mather did freaking...
He was good.
It was great.
He was fun. I mean... I guess the doc was okay.
The doc's overacting yes. was ridiculous. The continuity issues were just funny.
It's funny.
This movie is bad. It's a bad movie, but it's better than Valentine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not saying much. I feel like Valentine should be lower than this. Can I switch mine?
Well, we do that at the end of the year.
All right, I'm switching that.
We'll go back at the end of the year, and we'll give our final ratings at the end of the year.
Just because that ending was god-awful.
Oh, with the nosebleed?
Yeah.
So bad. God damn it, Angel. Pick a better movie to star in.
Seriously.
All right, well, that's it, man. That's the show.
Damn good show.
So, you can look us up on Facebook at Flick Magnet. We're at Instagram at Flick Magnet, and you can email us your lights, your suggestions, what you thought of Blackula, what kind of movie you want us to do, at flickmagnetpod@yahoo.com.
We're on TikTok now, everybody. Get that up for you.
TikTok.
Flick Magnet Pod on TikTok. I'll be posting some videos on there shortly, so go check them out.
Doing the TikToking. We're doing the dances.
Yeah, you get a lot of response on there.
The TikTok.
TikTok.
All right.
Did you get the email?
I did.
All that shit.
Stay tuned after the pod for the trailer for our next movie.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know what it is yet. Can't wait to find out.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, I forgot.
Really?
Yeah. I must have been high.
Here it comes.
Mac Daddy is the most successful man in all of hip-hop.
This is real here, kid. Hey, get these losers out.
What's the secret behind his golden success?
What we gonna do?
Butch, Stray Bullet, and Postmaster P are about to find out.
Kinda like Robin Hood. Instead, we're gonna be robbing in the hood.
Unhand me gold, you thieving hoods. You got more loot than Tiger Woods.
He's me.
Did somebody say blow?
What kind of voodoo shit you boys into?
We done unleashed the whole supernatural whack pack.
We don't go down without a fight. Right? Right?
Right.
He's green.
Curious aroma.
That's the bomb right there.
The bomb? Ah. The bomb.
Does she meet with your approval?
Sit down, my healthy filly. You're about to meet a club named Billy.
Come and let me lay hands upon your sinful creature.
And he's down.
Ah, what's that?
It's rap.
Rap?
And then I'm gonna take this and wrap it around your scrawny little ugly ass.
Loot. Where's me loot?
Yo, shorty, you ain't even as big as my dick.
You know the left is the real OG.
Got your ass!
Warwick Davis. Ice-T. Leprechaun 5. Size doesn't matter.
That's what she said.
It's going to be a watch-along, too. Stay tuned, folks.
Yes, we're going to get drunk. We're going to do some Irish car bombs, just like last year.
I got the whiskey. We're good to go.
Nice.
It's going to be a good time.
And before you listen to that one, go back and listen to last year's.
Because last year's was fun as fuck.
That was funny as hell.
See ya.
Bye.